Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. We have finally ended our series on apologetics and the defending of our faith, praising God for what He provided for us in nature and the design of that in His Word, and how we can tell others about Him and prove to others that He is, and that the God He is the God of the Bible. And so we have finally ended that series, but we want to continue praying a prayer of praise to God. And I want to begin a series praising God for His attributes, just for being Himself. This week we're looking at and praying and praising Him for His sovereignty, which is His kingship, His rule, His power over all things. 1 Timothy 6, verse number 15, gives us this example. As Paul prays, "He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen." That's from the New American Standard Bible. And I love the wording that is used, but that is a prayer of praise to God. So would you pray with me in praise to God for His sovereignty? Father in heaven, we praise You. We lift up Your name for Your sovereignty, Your rule over all things. We pray, Father, that You would rule in our hearts. We thank You for Your rule over the nations and their governments and over America and its government. We know that You are greater and higher and above all. Father, we praise You for Your rule over life itself, and how You gave life to us and gave us the opportunity freely by Your grace, that if we would obey You, we can have eternal life with You forever. What a wonderful thing that is. Father, we thank You so much for that. We praise You. We thank You for and praise You for the rule over darkness and its powers, those who hide in it, because You have called us out of that darkness to be in Your light, and we praise You for that. We thank You for that. Father, we praise You and thank You for Your rule over time itself, how You created time in the midst of eternity, and we can't even fully understand that. That's why You're truly sovereign, and we're praising You for that. Father, we know that You will send Your Son back at a time that we do not know, and it will be the right time, and it will have been a very patient time, and that we cannot question Your timing. Father, we thank You for Your rule, Your sovereignty over all things, and we pray again that You would rule over our hearts, and that we would place You at the throne of our hearts in all things. And Father, we pray that we would pray more, and that we would praise You more in prayer. And it's in Jesus' name and by His authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for being with me, for joining me in prayer this morning, praising God. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on You. Until next time.
My soul.